This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The whole country is run by Big Pharma. The lawmakers are prostitutes for the drug companies. The media is funded by the drug companies.
The Health Ranger Report.
The whole system exists to do nothing other than push more drugs to more people and keep people sick so that they have repeat business. That's it.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Maybe this is just a really stupid question, but, you know, bear with me for a second here. Where is all the expended brass in the pictures of the hotel floor at that Mandalay Bay hotel room where we're told this guy who has no military experience, Stephen Paddock, somehow manhandled 27 automatic weapons? Yes. Now, you notice how the number has gone up? A couple days ago, it was 10. They said, oh, there were 10 weapons. Now there's 27. And I don't know if you've looked at the photos very closely. I have. And it looks like they're just taking the same rifles and moving them around the room and putting increasing numbers next to them. Like, oh, this is rifle 17. This is rifle 18. This is rifle 19. That's the same rifle as number 12. But what the hell? Who's counting? Let's go to 27. That's, you know, they talk about gun control. The only person on the scene who doesn't have gun control is the police photographer. He keeps moving the guns around. He has no idea where they are because it's the same guns over and over again. But getting back to my really stupid question, you know, I've looked at these photos that they released and there's almost no brass on the floor. And I looked at the UK Daily Mail and they said, yeah, there were dozens of spent shells littering the floor. Dozens. Literally dozens of really? So you mean to tell me that a guy who fired like 3,000 rounds or something, I don't know, do the math, 6 rounds a second, 60 seconds in a minute times 10 minutes, you know, shave off a little bit for the gaps and everything and reloading, that's about 3,000 rounds. So I don't know, call me stupid, but every time I shoot a rifle, there's a piece of brass that comes out for every round that I fire. Now, maybe that's just my rifles. I don't know. Maybe I have like a bad batch of rifles. Maybe I forgot to get the brass-eating rifles that Stephen Paddock managed to invent or purchase or something. Maybe he's got access to magical brass-eating rifles. And so when he shot 3,000 rounds, there were only dozens of pieces of expended brass on the floor. But if I were to shoot 3,000 rounds at my target range, I'm pretty sure there'd be 3,000 pieces of brass. I mean, I'm just doing the math. Maybe I'm stupid or something, but 3,000 rounds, 3,000 pieces of brass. Now, are you telling me that, what, did the police collect all the brass before they took the photos? Is that the explanation? Are we going to have George Stephanopoulos tell us that, oh, the police, they wanted to clean up the scene? And besides, they can recycle the brass. It's all about recycling. They can reload the brass for the next staged shooting. So they are we to believe that they picked up all the brass and just left a few dozen pieces around there? I mean, seriously, where's all the brass? Now, this is a big question. I haven't seen anybody ask this question because people are looking at the things that are in the photo, the positive things in the photo. Oh, there's a dead body. There's a rifle on the floor. There's all these high capacity magazines. There's, you know, a Daniel Defense rifle. There's a bump stock, like a slide fire device. People aren't asking what's not in the photo. What's not in the photo is the brass. Where's all the brass? Where's all the missing brass? Okay, so that's one big question. The second question is, where are all the carpet burns? Because I don't know if you've ever fired a full auto weapon. They get crazy hot. I actually ran a weapon, not a full auto, just a semi-auto, with a temperature gun, you know, a sensor, just to look at temperatures for the grease. I do weird things like that. I'm a scientist. What can I say? So I actually have a logbook of some of the temperatures in some of the rifles in semi-auto. And just in semi-auto, they were reaching over 350 degrees Celsius. Now, when the brass comes out of the rifle, as it always does, unless you have a double feed or a failure to extract or something, which, by the way, makes the rifle stop shooting, click. But if the brass is coming out, the brass is very hot coming out. How hot? Well, basically hot as crap. It could be 300 degrees Celsius. It could be 400 degrees Celsius. It's hot. It's hot enough to burn your skin. I know that because I've been burned by hot brass. Everybody that's shot rifles knows sooner or later, a piece of hot brass goes down the back of your shirt, right? And you do this little dance on the firing range. You're doing the idiot dance. Ah, hot brass, hot brass. And if you're a woman, you know where the brass goes, right? It goes right down the front of your top between your boobs. That's where the hot brass goes. It burns the skin between your boobs. All women who shoot know that you have to wear high neck shirts. I'm not making this up. You don't want to do the hot brass boob dance on the gun range. That's not fun. Nobody likes to do that. Or if you're a guy and you have a plumber's butt, the hot brass can go right in the butt crack in the back, which is a whole different ball game. You don't want to see that. It's not something you want to witness. And I don't mean to make a joke of all this, but the official explanation we're told is a joke. That's my point. That's why I'm mocking this, because we are being lied to about all of this. It has become increasingly obvious to me that what we're shown in that hotel room is a staged scene. Now, it doesn't mean that this guy didn't shoot. Maybe he shot off some rounds, and there were three or four other professional military shooters there with him. Maybe somebody else shot off the rounds, shot this guy in the head, dragged his body in there to stage the thing. I have no doubt rounds were fired, people were hurt, people were killed. There's no question about that. But I don't believe the staged hotel room scene for lots of reasons. But one of them is that where's all the brass? The brass is missing. Do they have magical brass eating guns now that I'm not aware of? Or did I miss that at SHOT Show last year? No, where's all the brass? Okay. And where are the carpet burns? Because hot brass will burn carpet. I don't know if you know this, but brass is hot. You know, the other thought about all this is that most of the people talking about this shooting they're clueless morons when it comes to guns. They've never shot a gun. They've never shot a rifle. They've never shot a semi-auto, a full auto. They've never shot a slide fire device. I have. They're horribly inaccurate. Nobody who wants to actually hit anything uses a slide fire or what's called a bump fire device to turn a rifle into a so-called pseudo full auto rifle. You can't hit anything with it. If you've ever tried to use one of those, you know what I'm talking about. It's a nightmare. It's just a toy for people to play around with to simulate, you know, full auto fire, but they can't hit anything. They can't hit anything 100 feet in front of them, much less, you know, 1,000 feet or whatever this distance was. It's insane. So many of these things that we're hearing from the mainstream media are claimed by people who are gun illiterates. They have no idea. They don't even know how guns function. They don't know about brass. Brass? What? You mean guns spit out brass? Yeah, they spit out brass. People don't even know that. They have no clue. The guns get hot. Oh, why do they get hot? Because there's explosions inside the gun. What do you think is happening in there when the primer goes off? What's primer? Oh, you don't know about primer? Well, why are you talking about guns then? You know what I mean? This is all these news people, these CNN people, they're gun morons. They have no idea what they're talking about. They look at a gun and they judge it by its cosmetics. Oh, it looks scary. It must be very powerful. No, they're firing 223 rounds. Those rounds are about the same diameter as a little 22 long rifle. They have more kinetic energy, but not much of a bigger diameter. And their ballistic range is about 300 yards. And this shooting was beyond 300 yards. These bullets, I mean, even in the military, they teach you, you can't really hit anything beyond 300 yards with these rifle rounds. So this whole explanation, this whole scene, we're told this guy's like Mr. James Bond. He sets up private security cameras in the hallway. Who installs security cameras in the hallway of a hotel without anybody noticing? I mean, seriously, where did this explanation come from? You know what this reminds me of? 9/11, they said, oh, this, you know, this passport fell out of the building. unburned. It was the passport was blown out of the aircraft and was found on the sidewalk below the building. This magical passport made of, I guess, an indestructible material, like Wonder Woman arm braces or whatever. I don't know. Iron Man material. Captain America's shield. Who knows? I don't know what it's made of. But you do have to go into the realm of comic book fantasy in order to explain some of this stuff. Like, we're supposed to believe that this guy, Steven Paddock, he's a millionaire. He's got a private plane and a pilot's license and a $400,000 home. And he just wired $100,000 to his girlfriend in the Philippines. And he makes a living gambling and banging hookers in Vegas. And he just lives on the strip. And he doesn't have a care in the world. He's not political, doesn't post on social media. You know, guy's life, according to most people, is a pretty decent life. But no, he wants to trade all that in for a suicide mission to shoot himself in the head after murdering, you know, maybe thousands of people that he's never met and he has no argument with. And he's going to do this by magically overnight transforming himself into a super military soldier weapon with no training whatsoever. He's going to run full auto rifles, not just one, not just two, but 27 of them. And he's going to do all this in a way that doesn't create any brass or heat. And then he's going to set up a security camera in the hallway to monitor the police for his own defense, I guess. But as soon as the police show up, he shoots himself in the head. And he leaves. He just happens to leave a bag of ammonium nitrate fertilizer in his car for some random unknown reason. This guy who is a meticulous planner, who's been planning this obviously for a very long time. He obviously scoped out all the hotels. He nailed the target date of this concert, and he reserved the room. He asked for the room on the corner to get that suite, to get that view. He brought a hammer, for God's sake. He's a window hammering fool. He's practiced hammering glass windows. Otherwise, how do you know you can do it? Right? Maybe he has a full auto hammer. I don't know. We should ban those. Those should be illegal. Someone tell Maxine Waters to ban hammers. But this guy, he's a meticulous planner. He does all this. He brings the rifles up to the room, 27 of them. And he brings thousands of rounds of ammo up to the room. And he installs security cameras in the hallway. He does all this incredible, meticulous, genius James Bond planning. And then he leaves a bag of ammonium nitrate in the car. A useless junk bag of fertilizer that you can't make into a bomb anyway unless you add a lot of stuff to it. And what's he going to do with a bag of fertilizer? Nothing. You know what I think happened? I think the cops just set that up. They're like, let's say he had 27 rifles. And then the next cop says, yeah, let's throw a bag of fertilizer in his car. And then let's say he's going to make bombs. Yeah. And the first cop was like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's make him look really dangerous. He's got a bag of fertilizer and 27 guns. Yeah, that's right. It's like the fakery has become laughable. You know, if this were real, if everything about this that we're being told were real, number one, there would be brass all over the floor. There would be carpet burns all over that carpet. There would be, you know, you would have black powder residue and grease smoke residue all over that room. You would have thousands of rounds of expended bullets all over the parking lot of the concert, which nobody has even acknowledged exists. Where's all the ammo? Where did all that lead go? When cops we've had no evidence of the bullets. We've had no pictures of the bullets, no ballistics reports of the bullets. Where'd they all go? Did they hit people and then vanish into thin air? Where are all the bullets? Where's all the brass and where's all the bullets? I'm not saying that people weren't shot. Obviously, people were shot. People were killed. People were injured. My prayers go out to those people. But why is all this evidence non-existent? They even say now that he set up a camera to film himself shooting. Well, where's the video? I mean, the media is reporting that he filmed himself, but there's no video. I mean, not at least not yet. Maybe they'll come out with a video. Maybe there will be a video. of him, you know, for 30 seconds shooting his gun. Well, who took the video? And if it's not a video of him shooting for the entire 10 minutes, shooting two rifles at the same time, then I'm not buying it, because you can clearly hear two automatic weapons. And unless this guy cloned himself, you know, in addition to inventing magical brass-eating rifles, he also cloned himself, and he learned how to be a James Bond spy camera installer overnight. Oh, plus like a special forces super military stamina guy. He did all this, and then he decides to just shoot himself. Oh, and leave a bag of fertilizer in his car. Really? This is so laughable. It's so incredibly stupid that you have to be a moron to believe it. This story is so full of holes. It's worse than the official explanation of 9/11. It's worse than the crisis actors that were hired in other false flag shootings that we've seen throughout the Obama administration. You know, where they have like a sniper guy on camera, and then, oh, suddenly he's a parent. He's a grieving parent. Same guy. Used to be a sniper. Now he's a grieving parent. Same guy. Oh, the people reading cue cards, crying on cue, you know, catch him off camera, they're laughing it up, and then it's like, you're on. It's like, I mean, there's so much fakery in these things. I'm not saying that this didn't happen. Hear me. People were wounded. People were killed. I get that. And yeah, cops tried to save lives. The cops on the streets did a great job. I have acknowledged that, and I've thanked them for trying to save lives. But why was there a 72-minute response time here? 72 minutes? There's a guy in a hotel with full auto rifle fire, and there's like 100 cops in a 2-mile radius. Well, I don't know if there's 100, but let's say dozens, okay? Definitely dozens of cops within a 2-mile radius. They can't kick down this guy's door for 72 minutes? What? Really? Were they confused by the lack of brass? Was there a committee decision that had to be passed around upstairs of the bureaucracy? It had to go upstairs to the bureaucrats, and then downstairs to the deep state, and then back upstairs. What took 72 minutes to stop a mass shooter? I mean, in our society today, the minute somebody makes a racial joke out there, oh man, they're arrested, they're assaulted, you know, instantly. But a guy opens fire with 27 automatic weapons and takes 72 minutes to get to him and break down his door. There would have been a faster response if he had criticized Nancy Pelosi on a loudspeaker. I mean, if he just broke out the window, had a loudspeaker, and started saying, Nancy Pelosi sucks, they would have got to him in like 27 minutes instead of 72 minutes. But full automatic weapon? No, we can take our time. What the hell? What's going on? You see, I've got questions. I've got concerns. The official story is nonsense. The photos are all staged. It's obvious. I mean, yeah, the guy's really dead. And yeah, people died down on the street. But where's all the brass? Where's all the burns in the carpet? Where are the sniper rifles, by the way? This is also called a sniper's nest, right? This 32nd floor hotel room is called a sniper's nest. I haven't seen a single sniper rifle in all the photos. Have you seen a sniper rifle? I haven't seen one. All I see is a bunch of semi-automatic 223 rifles, which are not sniper rifles, by the way. Not even close. Sniper rifles are bolt-action rifles. Sniper rifles are heavier caliber rifles. You know, 300 Win Mag. 338 Lapua Magnum. You know, maybe a 308 or 7.62. I haven't seen any of those in any of these photos. There's no sniper rifles. This guy wasn't a sniper. He was a spray and prayer guy if he was doing all the shooting. This was a spray and pray method. And it obviously took more than one person to carry the whole thing out. So in any case, you know, when you see big missing pieces of this puzzle, like where's all the brass? You know, and why did it take 72 minutes? You know, who stopped the police from responding for the first 71 minutes? That's my question. You know, when they finally got the go, like, yeah, go ahead and break down the door at minute 72. I'm sure these guys are thinking, like, what's the holdup here? What are we doing standing in the hallway, you know, on the SWAT team here? What are we doing? Shouldn't we be breaking down this guy's door? Shouldn't we be stopping this guy? You can hear the gunfire in all the videos. Someone's shooting from somewhere, or at least one location, probably a couple. Shouldn't they put a priority on that? Maybe red flag that sucker? You know, have a like an urgent, did you get the memo? This is high on the list. Let's break down this door. Let's stop this. You know, I understand that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but we still need to take this guy out in something under 72 minutes. Just remember, when seconds count, the police are 72 minutes away. It's just, I mean, and I'm not dissing the cops. They're doing the best job they can, but they're stopped by all the bureaucrats. It's the bureaucrats that held this thing up. The cops are doing the best they can. And they're not in the loop on all this, you know. The cops, the regular beat cops, are just doing the best they can. Trying to save lives, they deserve credit. The first responders deserve credit. But, man, 72 minutes? Are you serious? All right, so that's my take on all of this. There are a lot of unanswered questions. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't add up on this. There's a lot of gaps in all of this. I've just pointed out a few of them today. Believe me, more are going to come out because everybody on the internet is scouring every photo, every video, every audio, every TV interview, everything. And the inconsistencies are just piling up. So I want to encourage you, read, you know, SGT report, read the Daily Sheeple. Check out the videos of Stefan Molyneux, for example. He's got some fascinating stuff on this too. Read activist posts. My websites are naturalnews.com and shootings.news. And, you know, I'm just a regular guy right now who has familiarity with firearms and just basic journalism instinct to ask some basic questions and look at the photos and notice there's no freaking brass in these photos. So I'm just doing that. I'm just asking questions. That's all. I don't know what went down. I don't know if this is ISIS or Antifa or a Manchurian candidate, man. I don't know the ultimate explanation behind all of this. What I do know is that the official story is total BS. That's what I know so far. And we'll see what else we can find out in the days ahead. Thanks for listening. I hope this has got you to ask some questions yourself. Keep your mind open, keep asking questions, and don't believe a word that you hear on CNN. Take care now.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. high-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.